Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachos Daf Gimel, Menachos 3a, pagination is 5. We'll start on the facing page at the top of the page, where on the second line, the Gemara makes a declaration that it appears that our Mishnah is Delo ki Rebbe Shimon, not like Rebbe Shimon. Our Mishnah said that if a deviation occurred in the processing of a korban mincha, the offering, basically flour, often oil was added. If it was done with some sort of deviation, shelo lishma, for the wrong reason, the wrong intent, then it should continue to be brought in most cases, but it does not fulfill the owner's obligation. It ends up being a voluntary korban. So our Gemara says, Deloka Reb Shimon, that would appear to be different than Reb Shimon's opinion. The Tanya, we learned, Reb Shimon said, Kol ha-menacha shenikmetsu shelo lishman kisheros vi'olu lebailim l'shem chova. All menachos that the kemitza, that fistful, was taken without the right intent, not only is it kosher that it should continue to be brought as a voluntary korban, but also va'olu lebailim l'shem chova, the owner does fulfill his obligation even though there was a deviant intent. Says Reb Shimon by way of explanation, she'ein ha-menachos domos l'zvachim, because menachos, the flower offerings, are different than animal offerings. She'al kometz machavas l'shomar cheshes, because when a person takes the kometz, the fistful, of a dry offering, something that was made on a griddle and therefore dried up, and he does it with a statement that he's doing it as a marcheshes, which is a soft presentation. We typically call them loaves, even though, again, they were matzah, they weren't chametz. That was made in a pan with oil in abundance, so it didn't dry out the same way. So a person takes a korban that's dry, and he claims that he's doing it for a soft one. Says Reb Shimon, Ma'aseh mochichin ole alusha machavas. The very presentation indicates what it really is, that it's a dry korban. So I don't care what he says. It's quite obvious what it really is, and therefore his intent, his statement, doesn't really change anything according to Reb Shimon. Likewise, chareva l'shum belula, if you have a dry one, no oil, and he does it for the sake of one that is mixed with oil. Again, ma'aseh ha-mochichin alehal l'shum chareva, it's quite obvious what it is, that it's a dry one. Avo bezvachim enochein, but when it comes to a korban of an animal, that's not the way it is. And Reb Shimon concedes, shechita achas lekulan, it's one shechita for every animal, all the animals look the same. Uzrika achas lekulan, and sprinkling it is all the same. Vekabala achas lekulan, and accepting it into the vessel is all the same. So I understand the problem by an animal korban, but when it comes to a mincha, Reb Shimon says, it's quite obvious, it's clear, and there's no problem in proceeding and fulfilling the owner's obligation. Let's move on to today's daf, Gimel Amud Aleph 3a, and a little bit below midway, towards the end of a line, the Gemara proposes a fascinating application of Reb Shimon's principle by karbonos, by animals, says the Gemara. Ola sheshochat l'shem chatos tirtze. If a person shecht a korban ola and the intent was for a chatos, it should still be accepted for the obligation. And not like the Mishnah in the beginning of Zevachim says, continue to bring it as a voluntary korban, but it doesn't fulfill your obligation. According to Reb Shimon, it should fulfill your obligation. Why? Dahai zachar, because the korban ola is brought from a male animal, Vahainikeva, and the chatas is brought from a female. So the Gemara says, Kevan de'ika se'ir nasi de'zachor hu lo yediya. There is a karban chatas that is a male, and therefore it's not quite so definitive. Oma l'shem chatas yachid. But if he said that he means the chatas of an individual, not the special one of the nasi, Ma'ika l'meimar, what would you say then? It's definitive because it's the wrong gender. Vesu, and not only that, but let's reverse the case. Chatas yochid sheshachta l'shem ola, if you have the chatas of an individual, which is going to be a female, and he's shechting it for an ola, which would have had to been a male, tirtze. It should be accepted because there is no alternative. The chatas nekeva va'ola zachar. It's clearly, there's not even a karban that I could conjure up that you meant. It's simply a mistake. And the Gemara answers, machasya ba'alya. The gender, meaning what would be noticed to make it male, is covered by the tail, and therefore it's not so noticeable. So even though someone could figure it out, but that's not noticeable enough, and therefore if a person states his intent and there's no obvious response to refute him, then it's going to make its impact. As opposed to Reb Shimon's view by the mincha, it's dry, it's soft, it's wet. We know exactly. I just look at it, I could tell. And therefore, it's not so definitive. The Gemara presses on. Hatena checha da'aisi kivsa. I understand if you're bringing a she-lamb as the karban. But aisi se'ira, if you're bringing a she-goat, which doesn't have a tail of distinction, ma'ika le'meimar. What are you going to say then? The gender, the lack of it being a male, is noticeable. And says the Gemara, and this is the first of a few principles that the Gemara offers here, Ela ben zechorim l'nekevos lavadaitayu de'inchi. The difference between male and female is not readily noticeable by people. It's on the underside of the animal. It's not the whole essence. You don't see that clearly. And therefore, if the Kohen is making a statement, he's having an intent, you cannot refute it by something quite as obvious as Reb Shimon's example by the Menachos. The Gemara proposes another case and comes to the conclusion, ben ben shana leven ben shtei shanim lavadaitu de'inchi. An animal aged 1 year, which is one type of carbon, to something aged 2 years, which is a different type of carbon, is also something that people don't notice. Dika ben shana de mechzik ben shtayim, because sometimes within the 1 year of age, it looks like two. Dika ben shtayim de mechzik ben shana, and sometimes two looks like one. Not always so clear, and therefore that's not going to be definitive enough to refute the shinoi, the change. Likewise, the Gemara says, dichri uchmahu, people can look at a ram and think that it's a sheep that was shorn. And that's also not definitive enough. But the Gemara says on the last two lines, egel upar, if you'd have a calf or a bull, sheshachtan l'shum pesach, and you brought them for the purpose of a pesach, Lirtsu, it should work, according to Reb Shimon, because this is an exchange that doesn't make any sense and is obvious to people, de'egel upar bepesach va'osham leka, because these animals do not exist by the carbon pesach or the asham. And the Gemara says, in a chanami, according to Reb Shimon, you found a case by Zvachim that indeed would have the same rule as Reb Shimon described by Menachos? Umay Zivachim, and what did Reb Shimon mean when he said the distinction Menachos works differently than Zivachim? He meant Rov Zivachim. Most Zivachim do not have this principle that exists by Menachos. But if you found something that really is so definitive, again, it can't be just that it's male to female. That's not definitive enough to the person's quick eye. It can't be the age of the karban, because sometimes older and younger look similar. It has to be really definitive. Then indeed, Reb Shimon would hold that you continue bringing the karban as we described, and the owner fulfills his obligation. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.